It has been suggested that we should have assumed or known that KTV operators will cheat, allow themselves to become semi-brothels, even though they were only allowed to provide F&B. And there have been suggestions ranging from we were in effect in cahoots with KTVs, which is a suggestion in a recent, quite unbalanced Nikkei article, or alternatively, we were very naive not to realize what happens in KTVs. The truth is we were neither in cahoots with the KTV operators, nor are we as naive as some suggest. Let me explain. I think most people will accept it'll be wrong to treat all the 430-odd businesses, KTV operators, pubs, bars, who want to change to provide F&B automatically as crooks. Right? Several are genuine operators. They want to pivot over to provide F&B. That is the only way they can survive. If you ask SNBA, SEA, there are KTVs which cater to families. There are many which do legitimate business, and they were crying out for help. So more than 400 such businesses converted, and about 100 exited the nightlife industry. At the same time, as we were considering this, yes, MTF, government, does know that there are some KTV operations, pubs, bars, with dodgy reputations. Should we have said to them, no, you cannot convert to F&B? And for some, if you look at their premises, darkened rooms, not the most optimal for dining, and people might well say, why would I want to go here for dining? It appears commonsensical to say this is dodgy and doubtful, but in law, it's not so straightforward. If the person comes to you and says, yes, I want to convert and I will keep to the rules, you know, this is how my business was perfectly legal in the past, and now I will continue to be legal. Then the agencies will have to look him in the eye and say, you can't get a license to become a food place because we don't think you are going to keep to the law in future. We think you're going to break the law, even though you have committed no offense, and even though you confirm that you will follow the rules. So I'll come back to this later. So in addition to seeing if we can say no to those with dodgy reputations, part of the answer has got to be enforcement. And I will also say realistically, the people who are going to cheat, going to do illegal things, will do them anyway. They will use lounges, flats, warehouses, various places. It has gone on, and I'm sure it goes on, regardless of whether we allow the change to F&B. And there have been several illegal operations in different places outside of KTV outlets or ex-KTV outlets which have been busted. So as of November 2020, it was a risk-assessed approach, and in general it was working if you look at it as of March this year with a relatively low number of cases. We then had the Delta variant, completely different transmissibility. That variant came into the KTVs, created a cluster. There is some public confusion. Minister for Health, my colleague, has spoken about it a number of times to clarify it. The confusion that, you know, the KTV cluster was somehow the reason for the recent phase two heightened alert, tightened restrictions imposed on 22nd of July. That is not so. He has clarified it. That's not so. If we had only the KTV cluster, then we would not have had to move to phase two HA or the tightened restrictions. In fact, the MTF, as he pointed out, considered the KTV cluster and decided we can manage it without having to impose any additional restrictions. And as he said in his speech, the KTV cluster has been brought under control fairly quickly, tracing, testing, ring fencing the cases. So we have about 5 new cases linked to the KTV cluster each day for the past few days. He gave you the figures. I have the figures as of 24th of July. 232 cases, 49 in hospital, none have been or are in ICU. So let me summarize by making 3 points. About 430 businesses pivoted to F&B for several months. Cases, infections overall in Singapore were low. The new Delta variant caused a KTB cluster that has been brought under control. And three, if we were facing only the KTB cluster, there would have been no need for any tightened measures. Tightening of the measures is due to the cluster at the Jurong Fishery Port. It has spread from the ports to the markets and the hawkers and into the wider community. My colleagues have explained how this happened. Some are under the misimpression that the virus went from the KTVs to the fisheries port. The evidence we have doesn't suggest that. The virus seems to have come from the region to our port, JFP.